Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, live radio. Very interesting at times. I'll remind you again that we just hit the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, and also tell you that Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mid-50s tomorrow for Pitt Notre Dame, and then also you're going to have temperatures in the 50s, but probably falling by that point on Sunday afternoon for Steelers and Bengals. Mark Cabali is brought to you by IC Light. And he's here right now with me at Mike's Beer Bar. And kaboom.
It almost seems like you don't want me on here. Every time I come on, it's dropping.
No. We want you on, obviously, because you break news for us, like that Alex Highsmith isn't going to play in this game, which, of course, means that the Steelers are up the creek already, Mark, because they might not be able to stop the run as well. And I'm sure that's Mike Tomlin's priority number one.
No, priority number one is not let Ja'Marr Chase touch the ball, remember?
Yes, but their way of accomplishing that, according to Mike at his presser at least, was that they would just try to get them to throw the ball to other people.
Yeah.
Which is very novel by Mike.
Only thing I can read out of that was maybe that's his way of just saying they're going to double him. You know, bracket him at all times, don't allow him to catch the ball and make it a one-man game, sort of a T. Higgins versus a James Pierre, and we know past history that hasn't worked out very well in 2001 when Higgins pretty much.
Let me go backwards here and actually start, though, with the Highsmith injury. I mean, what tangible effect do you think that actually has on this game?
Oh, well, definitely not as much as it would be of, you know, last year or the year before that with Herbig being healthy and Watt being healthy, so I don't think that's the case. I think Sawyer will definitely get more snaps right now, so I don't think it's a huge, huge hit. However, you're looking at a guy that leads the team in sacks. You're looking at a guy who's been extremely hot. What, he had four or five sacks over the past two or three games? He's definitely going to be missed in that realm. However, with the way Flacco gets rid of the ball so quickly, maybe that doesn't matter as much as it would against maybe a Herbert, maybe a Danny Dimes or something like that. So if there was one game you want to miss, it was this. I just don't know where this injury came from. I mean,
yeah, this is new for him.
Yeah, I don't know if this was something that just popped up on Wednesday.
Also, those pec injuries make me nervous because I feel like they can run the gamut from,
yes, we see it this year,
Sayamalu, where it's a nagging thing, or like, uh-oh, he just tore something in his pec and now he's going to be out for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, look at Sayamalu just last year. He missed a handful of games with some sort of tear. He only missed one this year. No, he didn't even miss that this year. Now he's back again. Looks like he's back again for Sunday's game against the Bengals. Then you look at Watt, who was almost out for the entire season. So maybe they're just playing it careful at this point. But I thought it was a leg. But, you know, it's becoming to the point. Not like Highsmith, man. He is a very good ball player, but he keeps getting little dings, doesn't he?
Well, it feels like to me he's if there's a trade they're going to make in the offseason to try to go player for player and do something interesting like that, that feels like the almost so, a name so obvious for good reason, though,
yeah.
The guy that you would probably be willing to part with.
Yeah, I would hate to part with him because I do think he's very, very good. However, the other team has to look at him and say, okay, hamstring, knee, groin.
Yeah, but if you think he's a productive player, the money he's getting paid for the productivity that I think that the Steelers feel he can provide is a pretty good deal at edge rusher at that point.
Yeah. What is he, 28, something like that? He's still really learning the position, too. He came out of Charlotte, not really a outside linebacker. He was a guy that more with his hand on the ground, and he's really morphed himself into a good, good ball player. So I wouldn't say next week it would be more important to have him than this week.
It's not trending, though, very well for him. 11 games played last year. He's already missed a couple this year, and it's going to be now 3 games missed. Because he's not going to play in this, and it's their 10th game he's played in 7.
When he's healthy, he can put up the 14.5. But I wouldn't compare him to James Pierre because – not James Pierre. Corey Trice, because Corey Trice has never gotten onto the field. But he's getting to that point where it just keeps getting ding, ding, ding. And that can't be good for the future of a guy position.
Let me ask you this. So – Pony is saying 38-3 again, and he'll apparently get a tattoo of a tiger on his ass cheek if it doesn't.
Tony the Tiger.
I don't know. Tigger, maybe, from Winnie the Pooh. Tony the Tiger. Just a garden variety tiger, I assume. Don't want to be present for that one. I don't really feel like trying to.
Why does he have to pick his buttocks?
I don't know. I don't. Raising money for that is a different animal than watching him get his nipples pierced. He can just send somebody in there with a fixed camera.
He could do that for, like, prostate or colon cancer.
Yeah, again. Don't need to see butt cheeks here, his specifically. And I continue to feel like I'm on sort of a weird little island, Mark, because there's really – the way I look at this is, and I know you are very much a, hey, the NFL's a weird league. It's hard to figure out from week to week. People think they have it figured out, and then they don't. And Pony's been right before. He had the Colts game pegged. But nothing I've seen from the Steelers defensively – like on a consistent basis since that game, and nothing I've seen from Flacco in that offense since that game suggests to me that we're going to get one of these big turnaround performances where the Steelers look like they figured him out completely and he turns back into a 40-year-old quarterback who probably shouldn't be putting up crazy numbers like he is.
Well, people probably were saying the same thing about Aaron Rodgers before last week too. I mean, you tend to lose it pretty quickly in that regard right there, but maybe they don't. Maybe they just outscore the worst defense in the league, and yeah, that's the way you're able to win this. But I think this game right here is such a must-win game for them. Not only this one, I think next week against Chicago as well.
Oh, I think you if they lose this game, I think you put them in the dirt for the season.
You're heading into that direction, I think. I mean, considering how they played, they've lost, 4 out of 5, and you know, looking good.
I'd put them in if they lose and the Ravens win this week. They'd be 5-5 and 5-5, and I would say they're done. At that point, the Bengals would have a very good chance, in my opinion, of catching and passing them too.
If they don't have a sense of urgency for this game, then you might as well just pack it in.
But you think the Bears game too, even?
Yeah, I think those next two games are significant to be able to win. Because what do you got after that? I think you got Buffalo right here.
Yep.
Which you're probably going to get beaten. Then you got a couple winnable games possibly after that. I think Miami's in town, maybe Baltimore. What I'm saying is I don't think this team is going to be consistent enough to run the table or win 5 out of 6. But if they can win 2 in a row, then lose. Win 2 in a row, lose. They'll have a good shot of winning the division. But they have to beat teams like the Bengals. They have to learn from their mistakes from a month ago. And I think their secondary could be in a little bit better position. I say a little bit just because of the back half with, I think, Duggar and Ramsey are difference makers a little bit, but I think they're a little bit lighter up front. I mean, you can go with James Pierre. His 9 career starts. What are you really expecting from him?
I mean, we'll talk. I want to get into that next, too, because I want to talk about Asante Samuel Jr., the fact that they're going Ramsey just at free safety now. Mm-hmm. Fan text line is 412-928-9370, and it's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Mark Cabali from the Pat McAfee Show is here. I think he's kind of with me on this much. Doesn't necessarily sound like a guy who thinks that the Steelers are just going to put the clamps on Joe Flacco, thinks it might be incumbent on Aaron Rodgers and that offense to do some work. We'll get into whether or not they're going to be capable of that, given the fact that they looked feeble when they went out to L.A., maybe even geriatric when they went out to L.A. and played the Chargers. Live from Mike's Beer Bar, it is a big Football Friday, and this is the only place, if you want to hear some football talk and take part in some football talk, that you can do it. It's the PM team on The Fan. You can always follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit him, southhillskia.net. He's not the perfect guest. He's close enough. Mark Cabali of the Pat McAfee Show is joining us right now. Speaking of joining, you can join 93.7 The Fan for a toast to the fan at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino this Monday the 17th as we celebrate winning the 2025 Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year. This is a pretty incredible honor, and it definitely would not be possible without all of you, our loyal listeners. So, we are saying thanks the best way we know how. The Fan is buying the first 300 guests a drink. So come raise a glass with us, hang out with your favorite hosts, and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh Sports Radio. We cannot wait to see you there this Monday, the 17th. Mark Cabali, part of that success, yeah, of
should
course.
I might actually show up. And do I have to get dressed up?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Do I have to dress like Troy Polamalu?
No, don't have to do that either.
Okay, I'm good then.
And you're clear. By the way, it is 4:17. Time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Kaboom, I got to ask this. I floated this hypothetical, and it of course, piqued Pony's interest. It was the kind of deductive reasoning that he loves. We're wondering if, because we know Aaron Rodgers no longer on the McAfee Show.
Nah.
We're wondering if there's maybe some trouble in paradise there. Maybe that ended frostily, and here's why. You, Mark Cabali, right under the banner of the Pat McAfee Show and your very impressive Twitter columns, you said that Rodgers looked like a geriatric patient.
Well.
The kind of poison pen prose that I could only surmise would be utilized in reference to Rodgers if perhaps he and Pat had a frost come over their relationship, Mark.
Is that what you got out of that? Wow.
Yes, I said, man, I wonder if there's some trouble there.
No, yeah, I just, you know, is that why Rodgers ignored me this week?
Maybe. We also heard you were quiet as a church mouse during the Rodgers stand-up. We thought maybe he got wind of geriatric patients.
Oh, I don't go over there. That's just such a big...
A scrum? A schmoz?
Scrum. You can't even... Plus, he talks so low.
Wait,
I can't
agree
hear.
With my theory that he sounds like a young Art Rooney the second?
Maybe.
That if you like talk about
squint your eyes a little bit.
Yeah, if you just talk cadence and like basic speaking method, for lack of a better term, or basic cadence and all that, he sounds like him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Potentially. I don't go over there for the Rodgers thing because two things. I can't hear him because he talks very low. There's a group of people.
Think
I guess
of the faces you would
and
make,
the number
too.
Three is the faces of me trying to listen. Always gets me in trouble, so I just stay as far away as possible.
How did you think he
terrible.
How did you think he played? Obviously.
Yeah, I think he did.
Played, he was terrible.
Yeah, I don't think he was good at all.
Do you?
I mean, I don't think that.
How much stock do you put in the idea that that could be a harbinger of more bad things to come versus a one-night affair?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously tomorrow will determine that, but
he's playing Saturday?
What did I say, tomorrow?
Yeah. It'd be a hell of a thing if he stood in for Mason Heinschel.
Well, he might have some eligibility left. I just think that was just a bad situation where he was getting pressured early, made some bad decisions, had a couple uncharacteristically throws that got away from him. The Jonnu Smith, if Jonnu does come down with, I know it should have been a better throw, that might change things. If him and DK Metcalf are on the same page on that one down the field, maybe that changes everything up. But then after a while, it just seemed like
the body language and the looks didn't look good. I know you're watching that on TV, and you don't see a guy who's looked fiery and ticked off like he has when things haven't gone their way and, like, chewing out teammates, which I think people liked. You saw the guy just do the old, okay, buckle my chin strap back to the side of the helmet and walk off. And I think when you're his age, when you're almost 42, I do think that that's going to be something that gets psychoanalyzed or hyperanalyzed by everybody.
Yeah, you know, another thing is he did not get much help either. I mean, when you're at 41, you're going to have some stinkers, right? I mean, everybody's going to have some stinkers. You hope that the rest of the team can help you out. The Calvin Austin drop into the interception does not help. And a couple of the other things as well. Getting away from the run when it was helping. They needed more around him to help him pull him out of that doldrums. I do not anticipate it being an issue this week or moving forward. I do think it's a one-off. Even though Tomlin might say, I don't know if he got messed up with what he wanted to say like Narduzzi did the other day. I think it is a one-off. I think it was just a bad game, and you're going to have bad games from time to time. And I think he bounces back in a big way this week.
You think Tomlin, because the other story on the offense besides the quarterback not being good was that the star running back apparently, or I shouldn't say star, their best running back didn't get as many touches. It's just true. I mean, there are a lot of guys that are really good at that position right now. Didn't get as many touches as people wanted to see. Rodgers seemingly was lobbying for more touches. And Mike Tomlin just said, we've got to win third downs. Do they just start putting Jaylen Warren on the field for more third downs to try to do that? I mean, does he start going back to the old run them to the wheels fall off strategy?
No, I think you can get him on the field for some third downs without compromising his overall number of snaps. I mean, is there anything wrong with him sitting out first and second down and coming in on a third down and staying on after that? I don't think when you say he needs to be on the field more third downs means he's a consistent third down back. Gainwell does provide some of that as well. You know, you can be able to get away with it. But then you go back to that Seattle game. What's the biggest play of that game? Just a dump off to Jaylen Warren, and he goes 68 yards, right?
Probably the best play of the Steelers' season.
Yeah. So, yes, he can be on there at some times, but I wouldn't exclusively make him a three-down back. I think we all agree this game has to feature him more than 13, 14 carries, right? It has to.
Do you think that to switch sides real quick but still stay in the running game, do you think since he's going to run it on them with – I'm not even going to say something stupid like, are they going to run it as well as they did the first time? Because I think Chase Brown averaged 10 yards a carry. Yeah. Do you think Cincinnati will be effective running the ball on the Steelers?
Well, they pretty much shut down the run game a couple weeks now since that, right?
You're talking about Cincy, like, electively, or the Steelers have shut down running
games? The Steelers
games?
Have shut down. I mean, for the most part.
Yes. And Cincy stopped trying to run the ball, basically, against the Bears or whoever.
Yeah, but, you know, that doesn't mean anything. Even though they have been pretty successful the past couple of weeks of stopping that run, this team is so up and down defensively that can pop up at any moment right now.
Well, that goes – okay, that, I'm glad moment. You brought that up because that goes to a larger point then. Like, I just find nothing about them to be a very trustworthy – you know, like a – the NFL's different week to week. I'll say it as cleanly as I can. It's different week to week, and we understand that. I think everybody watching the NFL knows that you can't necessarily predict things very accurately. That's kind of the appeal and charm of the league. There's, like, nothing just within the Steelers themselves that feels like, on a game-to-game basis, hey, you can at least hang your hat that they're going to do this or they're going to do that.
Oh, missed tackles.
I should say positive things. Positively. Yes, very good. Touché.
Yeah. It doesn't. They haven't not put that. I guess I would say the Patriots game, but they allowed them to move up the field pretty nicely on that.
That was another. That was the story. Yeah. That game was another. They just kept turning the ball over, and the Steelers kept falling on fumbles.
Yeah, which is
to their credit that they forced them, and then. But it's a bit of luck that the ball bounces right into your hands.
Yeah, I mean, they have yet to put together the full defensive game. I think we can all agree on that. Is it ever going to come? I don't know. I mean, you would think that would not be the case this week just for the fact that what they have at the cornerback position. If they want to run the ball, maybe you should say, okay, go ahead and knock yourself out. Maybe that will, you know, help them out a little bit.
What, you know, stopping
curtailing
Jamar Chase?
T. Higgins and Jamar
well,
Chase
just,
and Yoshivash.
Which way do you want? You want lethal injection or do you want to get electrocuted? I mean, that's just saying, how do you want to die here?
No, that's like dying of old age or dying of a... you know, firing squad, right? One's quick and one's long.
So wait a minute. Being beat with a running game is dying of old age.
Yeah, you know, it just takes for a long time for it to finally kick
I don't know. In. I don't know if they want to have a limited possessions game here with Cincinnati, simply because if Cincy keeps scoring, I don't feel good about the offense, even against a hideous defense where, like, I guess I would say if it's a limited possessions game and Cincy he's allowed to almost rope-a-dope in them, right? Oh, yeah, run it all you want. We'll try to stop you in the red zone. I just don't like the Steelers' chances to necessarily be scoring every time they're touching the ball in that setting.
Even with this defense?
I mean, listen,
I like their chances.
I've run all the stats, and it is an historically bad two-game stretch.
I mean, it's a historically bad nine
Mark,
games.
There's only one other team I looked up on Football Reference.
The 1960s or something?
It's back to the Giants in the 60s.
Yes.
The last time a team scored at least 38 points in consecutive games and lost both of them. They have given up 86 points in 1,078 yards.
Well, they have like 110 missed tackles.
Oh, they have no whatchamacallit, no Trey Hendrickson in this game.
And their number one draft pick is just a dude. I mean, he's not even – I mean, it's just a mess defensively for them. They were able to put up 30-some-odd points against them last time. You would hope that the same game plan – and it doesn't, I mean, from what Jamar Chase was saying yesterday, it doesn't sound like they're too interested in what they're going to do schematically as in the Steelers' defense. It's just like, we just play our game, we're going to win. Let's hope that if they come out and try to do the same exact thing, that the Steelers have a answer for it this
they
time.
Could just play zone and it would, like, curtail a little bit of what Cincy was doing. They were just running Jamar Chase across the formation.
Which is so hilarious.
Running wide open.
Which is so crazy is the only reason why they brought in Slay and Ramsey and Porter was for this game like
what
this.
What's Samuel's timeline, you think, to get up to speed?
I wouldn't be shocked if he gets the call up on Saturday.
Would not be?
No, I mean, it's tough because he's been not practicing for a year. Forget that he's been hurt for a couple. He hasn't practiced since when, April or whatever. What was that, last April? I don't even know when it was.
He hasn't played football basically in a year that mattered.
Yeah, so he hasn't even done that. Now, can he get away with that? And I mean, can he get away with that and say, hey, just go cover this guy and don't worry about tackling? I guess if you're putting a pinch right now, I mean, at this point, what do you have? You have Pierre Echols and Porter. Do you have anybody else? So you might have to bring him up.
Everything you're saying just does not paint like a rosy picture for how I think this still has the potential.
But I just think the Bengals defense is so bad.
Oh no, I know.
So bad.
But like I understand that, and I think the game is far more likely to be a shootout that hits the over. I think the number's like 49.5. I would take the over. I guess sometimes I just get like I get completely bamboozled or flummoxed by how people think it's going to be like a very different script than maybe the way the first game played out.
If we see another 13 slant patterns to...
If I see Ja'Marr Chase running just drag routes all day, I'm going to like pull my non-existent hair out. All right, coming up next with Kaboom, we'll get him to pick the game, of course, but there's one other big Steelers story from this week that I have not yet broached with him, so I'll do that next. Mark is brought to you, Mr. Cabali, that is, by Keystone Custom Apparel. The holiday rush is coming, so act fast. Visit KeystoneCustomApparel.com to get a free quote. Final wraps with Kaboom, live from Mike's Beer Bar. Only place that you're hearing football talk right now is 93.7 The Fan, and we got a lot more of it in store for you. Coming right back after this. Whose theme music is this, Kaboom? Hold on, we got to get you to hear it here. Live from Mike's Beer Bar, it is the PM team, Chris Muller. Mark Cabali, though. Oh, no, I got it now. Big Vader. Yeah, that's Vader.
Demolition?
Or is that Oh, wait, yeah, the Smasher. Yeah.
If it was Vader, you would have heard it's Vader time.
Yeah, that's right.
Big Van Vader.
Remember he used to come out with that that big, like, shoulder device on and it would blow steam? Stiff worker in the ring, though.
Yes. He would give a couple receipts, huh?
Shamrock went after him too hard. And Vader just basically took his head off. Which is a bold move because the other guy, if he chooses to just completely break character, just could kill you probably.
Yes. I mean, there's a couple of those guys in the league. Did you ever hear the recent story of old Bubba?
Bubba Dudley?
No, Bubba from the radio. No, right across the street.
What's the recent story?
He was wrestling, and some guys were being he's a longtime wrestler.
No, I know he's in the biz.
He was wrestling, and some younger guys were being disrespectful, so he gave him some receipts.
Oh, really? Best receipt in history is Blue Meanie on Bradshaw. Are you aware of that one?
Nah.
It's technically Steven Richards delivered the receipt. Blue Meanie got to DDT him and then pin him. Bradshaw was, like, bullying him.
I wasn't even there for
There was one of those angles where there was a big schmoz in the ring, and, like, they were all supposed to just pair off and kind of do, like, generalized punchy punch, all that. And Bradshaw just started in, like, a ring with 30 people just legitimately beating the crap out of him. Like for real, for real. And so his receipt was to take one of the most violent chair shots I have ever seen. Fully unprotected, had to turn into it, and...
Yeah, I think I do remember that.
Ross knows it's coming, and he still just goes... he basically reacts like he's watching a guy get killed.
Yes, I think I do remember that. Bradshaw was very notorious for his
And Joey Styles punched him out on a plane, too.
Bradshaw?
Yeah. I think there's a story about that, too. Anyway, we're talking football here, Mark.
You should have a wrestling podcast.
You know, they've said that about me and... they've said that about... me and
you and Donnie.
Me and Donnie. But it would be, for me, I don't watch it anymore, so it would just be me doing, like, let's remember some fun matches from 1998. People probably would like that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's basically what all those YouTube guys who probably make a ton of money off of it do.
Yes.
Anyway, one Steelers story. We didn't actually talk to you about this, so I did want to get your take. Dable gets fired in New York, and immediately Mike Tomlin gets broached as, like, a name that the Giants should pursue. When you hear that, just what's your reaction to all of it? The idea, like, and I'm asking this seriously, not flippantly. The idea that Mike would want to leave the job, the idea that the Steelers would ever be willing to, like, let him seek out a change of scenery, the mechanics, because it would be a trade and he'd have to approve it, all of the stuff that would go into the idea that the longest tenured coach in the NFL right now would actually jump ship to another gig.
Yeah, you probably have a better chance of me kicking a 50-yard field goal on the college game day tomorrow out here over to our right here. I mean, that's just not something that would ever be. So many things would have to happen. First of all, like you said, Tomlin would have to waive his no trades clause, which why would he do that? Why would he want to go to the Giants? Why would he want to leave a place where he's been for 20 years, where he's making 18, whatever?
How much do you think being there for actually 20 years, which would be coaching through the end of next year, matters to him? Like a full generation? He defines a full generation.
I don't think that matters to him. He might not even know that. He probably does, but he doesn't. He wouldn't dwell on something like that.
So you don't think a 20-year tenured head coach would matter?
Okay. No, I think the fact that even on the Rooney side of it, I don't think they want to be associated with trading a Hall of Fame coach. Mm-hmm. So even to that regard, I mean, so
what happens?
Any of that stuff? I think it makes sense because it's the Mars, it's the Rooney's.
Right, there's
that's why it's a topic.
Legitimate familial
that's
relationship
why it's a topic,
there.
But it's not reality.
What happens here? He's under contract through 2027, through the end of that season. Mark, I think what I'm about to bring up to you is not a completely unreasonable proposition.
Okay.
What happens if they flame out this year and it kind of heads the way it seems to be heading, which is they either get caught quickly or eventually run down by the Ravens, mm-hmm. unless a lot of stuff changes dramatically. They miss the playoffs entirely this year at either 8-9 or 9-8 or whatever. They draft a quarterback in next year's draft. They have 1 year where he's learning the ropes, basically. And then in that 2027 season, they just have another middling, 7-10, 8-9. I mean, would he even get an extension going into that 2027 year?
Saying. I think, first of all, I think next.
If they don't win a playoff game between now and the end of his contract, is he coaching after the end of that contract here?
Well, I don't even think it gets to that. I think next year, regardless of what happens this year, I think he's safe. Absolutely safe through the 2026 season. Now you go into, is he a lame duck guy in 27? If everything falls apart, right? Because he's not going to want to coach under a cloud like that. And they would have to extend him at that point. So something would have to, it would be that crossroads right there. What are we going to do? Are we going to extend this guy for longer? And I'm not quite sure about it. Or if, or they're going to move on from him or extend him. So I don't think that's even a possible. I mean, a lot of things would have to happen to that point right now to get to that point. But that's the number I'm looking at after the 2026 season, if everything hits crap again.
We hear all the time about Art Rooney's impatience and maybe not impatience, but frustration that they haven't done more and been a postseason factor, like a real one. To what degree does any of that frustration on Rooney's part point back at the head coach? In your estimation and based on what you observe and who you talk to?
Publicly?
No.
Probably a lot. I mean, if he comes out and not make a playoff and, like you said, blow this lead and go 7-10, he's going to blame
him. Right now we know this. Yes. We know that Art says he's frustrated by their lack of success. How much of it right now do you think he traces back to the head coach? Because we know he venerates that position so much.
I think he would just look at it as an organizational failure, that they need to get better all around, including the head coach. But that's just pure speculation on my part. I don't think he would say, exit Mike Tomlin, enter ex-coach, and everything then works
out.
Okay,
this is another hypothetical. I just want to pull at this thread a little. Let's just say, for argument's sake, they're not good the rest of this year. It craters a little bit, and then it doesn't really get better next year either. And they do move on, and they hire a young guy who's maybe an up-and-coming, more of an offensive mind, the kind of thing that fans and frankly, people like me pine for. Do you get the sense that there would be a change? If there was a change in head coach, there would be an accompanying change in how they hire assistant coaches, that they would – like, how much of them hiring a lot of these guys who are just kind of either Arthur Smith, he's been at least a head coach somewhere else, retreads or older guys or people who don't have a ton of upward mobility, how much of that's on the owner and how much of that's on the coach?
I think it's all on the coach.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think Art's going to say, unless there's something, a backstory to it, saying, no, Mike, you're not hiring this guy. I don't want him. Maybe early in the career with the LeBeaus and the Arians and in hindsight, them moving on was like, okay, we're done with that. Maybe the Haleys. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think I think he lets Mike handle that on his own. And that's been a failure. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you talk about developing quarterbacks. Mike Tomlin does.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Not develop quarterbacks. He hires people to develop quarterbacks
that aren't very good at it.
Apparently not.
I mean, of all the things that we talk about involving him, that's the one that I'm imagining you as a local media member. It's got to just like drive you crazy when you just hear people blindly praise him at the national level for culture building, and he's got that Mike Tomlin voodoo that somehow keeps games, you know, from getting away from them, and they go 9-8. Any other coach who's been on the job this long without any coaching tree of any of substance whatsoever to speak of, I think would be getting, probably wouldn't be on the job this long, but would be getting pilloried for the lack of coaching upward mobility through their ranks.
Not only that, I think some of the national people don't really realize that everything goes through his office, as in Tomlin. It's like, okay, Omar needs to go get this. No, Omar gets who you tell him, who Mike Tomlin tells him to go get. Can he pull that off? That's his job right there. He's not coming and telling you that stuff. I think that's the case. I think you heard Stephen A. Smith saying, you know, Omar Khan needs to do this, Omar Khan needs to do this. You know what? A lot of that is on Mike Tomlin's of building this roster as well. And knowing, you think Mike Tomlin, the Jalen Ramsey, you think Omar Khan went up to him and said, hey, Mike, I think we should get Jalen Ramsey. No. Omar probably said, hey, man, I could maybe get this guy. Do you want him? If he says yes or no, then they go move forward from that. So I think there's a lot of that. I mean, the majority of this team, even the owner-wise, goes through Mike Tomlin. I mean, the big parts go to Art. I'm not going to discredit that. I mean, if Art doesn't want something, he just doesn't know, and it's it. You know, I mean, obviously. But this is Mike Tomlin's baby for 20 years, and the last half of them haven't been great.
All right, what happens on Sunday, Mark?
I just think that they're backed into a corner. The old painted in the corner, man. What are you going to do? Either shrivel up and die or fight? I think they have no choice but to come out and play well. So I think they'll win this game, and they'll keep us sitting there thinking, you know what, this team might have a chance.
Give me a
then
score.
They'll beat the Bears, and this team might have a chance.
And then they're going to crater and lose.
And then you're going to say, fire so-and-so.
Yeah, I will. That's what I do.
So I think the Steelers win this game 30-24.
You gave the exact same score as Bryant McFadden. Would you
I did not listen to it.
Player of the game?
Player of the game. Aaron Rodgers, of course.
Okay, that was not the same as BMAC. All right.
Yeah, my guy's playing.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Kaboom. I appreciate it. We expect, therefore, a non-geriatric patient performance.
I can't believe you guys come to the conclusion of me calling him geriatric and him and I mean, oh my goodness.
I was just taking those red strings that they used to do big investigations.
I just thought it was a big, fun word that I could use.
It was. I enjoyed it. I just couldn't believe you actually used it. I mean, it was accurate to describe his performance. Coming up, we're live from Mike's Beer Bar. It is the PM team. If you want to hear football talk, this is the only place to do it, and it's a big football weekend. Just heard Kaboom. We got an open phone Friday for you in 35 minutes at 5:15. We might even extend open phone Friday, two segments. I've still got to pick this game. Fair game with Farabaugh at the top of the hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.